evening, ladies and gentlemen. No, this is not Jack Otto. Jack Otto, the program Radically Right. The last broadcast for Mr. Otto was last Saturday night. And my friend and mentor, I might add, passed away about 2 hours after he did his program last Saturday night. Now, that may not mean a whole heck of a lot. Oh, Jack Otto's gone, that's too bad. But to understand who Jack Otto was and what influence he had on me needs to be explained. And it's tough to see a compadre, a friend, a mentor, a person that had a profound influence on my life, pass from this earth, and to do it in such a quick fashion that it was just astonishing. I received an email last Tuesday night. Thank you, Alpha Omega, for sending that over to me. And this was the first that I had heard of this. And it was rather odd. I got a confirmation from his son. And I'm down here in Florida with my wife visiting her father. Her mother passed away about 4 years ago. And her father is getting up in years. And she said, you know, something tells me we better get down here and see Dad. And I said, fine, let's go. So ironically, I'm down here in Fort Myers, Florida. And last Wednesday, I get a call from his son letting me know that Jack had passed. And by that time, I did not get a confirmation from any family members. And you know how the internet is. And I had tried to contact Jack. And of course, it went into voicemail, as sometimes when I would call his cell, it sometimes would. But ironically, I'm sitting at the Edison and Henry Ford Winter Estates down here in Fort Myers, Florida. And I'm sitting on the ground staring out at the river, and I get a call from his son telling me that Jack had passed. Now, why that's significant is because Jack and I had talked about Henry Ford. We had talked about his being accused of being anti-Semitic. And Henry Ford, friends with Thomas Edison, friends with Harvey Firestone, Burroughs, the great naturalist, conservationist. We had talked about that many times in the past. And Mr. Ford is accused of being, how should I say, anti-Semitic, because he had the temerity to put together a four-volume set of what he entitled The Internationalist Jews, taken from the Dearborn Independent, the paper that he owned. And I believe it was from 1918 to 1921, compiled his editorials about the Internationalist Jew, put them in a four-volume bound set, put that four-volume bound set in every Model T that rolled down Mr. Ford's assembly line in River Rouge, Michigan. I hear the break music. I'm not used to the Radically Right break, but we will take this break, be back in a couple of minutes. This is John Stadtmuller, sitting in eternally for my friend, Jack Otto.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product. Not available in Iowa.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back, folks, and I promised myself I wasn't going to do what I did before break, but, well, I make no apologies. As I was saying, that Jack and I had many conversations about who was running who and why. And on the subject of Mr. Henry Ford, Henry Ford knew who was pulling the world strings, and he was telling the world about it. And how many times did he tell the world? Well, how many Model Ts went down the assembly line at the River Rouge plant? And it was kind of strange to get that phone call from his son, where I'm sitting right next to Henry Ford's winter estate down here in Fort Myers, Florida. It was spooky. It was odd. And I just sat there for hours afterwards. You know, to hear that somebody had passed is one thing, but to get an actual confirmation is totally another. Folks, if you would like to call into the program, please do at 800-313-9443. Let me know what you thought about Jack. Let me know what you thought about his information. He had written a book entitled World War III that only took him, about 3 decades to write through all of the research that he had done. But to know Jack, he was a very, very good individual, very straightforward, much the same way I am. A lot of people say, well, you're too blunt. Well, not necessarily, folks. I'm just straight to the point. I don't like a lot of fooling around. And Jack was the same way, because he knew how important it was to inform people, to tell them exactly who was pulling what strings and for what reasons. And that's why Henry Ford did it. He knew about the internationalist bankers. He knew what was behind this. He knew of their plans for global government. And the key to global government, ladies and gentlemen, has always been through the banking system. It's kind of the unholy trio. You have government, you have the banksters, and now you have the corporations. And they're all working hand in glove to bring you global governance. George Bush is part of that. Dick Cheney is part of that. The people that surround Bush are part of that. The North American Union, that's been George Bush's hopes and desires since 2000 when he took office. His mentor, Daddy Bush, is right there at his side. I'm wondering if they ever tried to pull Jeb Bush into this. He's out of politics. He was governor of the state of Florida that I'm in right now. He is no longer. Crist is now the governor. But Henry Ford knew. Tommy Edison knew. All these people knew, and they did their best. And I talked to Jack many times about that. Jack lived up near Dearborn, Michigan. His P.O. box was in Dearborn Heights, I do believe, which is right outside of Detroit, right there near River Rouge. And it was kind of ironic to come from that area up there and to have Jack show up on my doorstep not knowing who he was, coming in and just presenting me for hours on end with information. And the way that came about, I worked for a company in Livonia, Michigan called Designs and Textiles. And there was a one, Donnie Betcher, that used to work there as a trimmer. Guy was a heck of a good installer, trimmer. If you know the upholstery business, you know what I'm talking about. And Donnie used to come up to me and hand me pieces of paper and saying in a low whisper, you know, you've got to read this, you've got to read this. And it was ironic. I was like many people that you've probably met in your life. I was a stone wall. I was not receptive to information. So I would take the information that Donnie had handed me. I'd walk into my office and promptly file it in the round file. Well, there came a set of circumstances that Don Betcher and I are underneath my car and we're replacing a rear end that was blown out by a car thief. If that wouldn't have happened, they would have gotten away with the car, and I didn't have any insurance on that automobile, and it would have been gone. But Don said, I can get your rear end, we can put it in. So there we are, and I am a prisoner underneath this Camaro, and I'm listening to my first introduction to the globalists and their agenda by Myron Fagan's The Illuminati. And Don said to me, he says, I'm not the best orator and I'm not the best passer on of information. He said, I got a friend of mine. He said, would you mind if I told him about you? And I said, well, sure. You know, not thinking that anything is going to come to pass. And he said, well, I'll call him. A few days later, who shows up on my doorstep but Mr. Jack Otto with his little satchel and his packet of information. He came into the house. 8 hours later, after watching a few videos, looking over material, Jack promptly says to me late on a Sunday night, he said, John, he says, I hate to do this. He said, but I have to go. I got to get up and teach school in the morning. And at that point in time, I stood up and shook his hand, and I said, well, Jack, I don't know whether to kiss you or kick you. And that was the start of my awakening. That was the start of Republic Radio International. Went on to found that, which was then bought out and became Genesis Communications Network. And I don't want to be negative here, but I was told that, well, you can't talk about Jews. You need to lay off that subject. As a matter of fact, I still have the letter on file from Genesis Communications Network telling me that, you know, knock it off with the Jewish issue. But it wasn't too much longer after that that I was let go from Genesis Communications Network. And I continued doing a program with WWCR and Shortwave. But I thought, you know, this is nuts. Why don't I just go out and start another network? Of which I did. And it's now what you're listening to right now. It's Republic Broadcasting Network. And Jack had a big hand in that. He had a big hand in my awakening, telling me that, look, you know, if you've got the talent or if you've got the drive, you know, you got to try, kid. You got to go do it. And I did, at Jack's request and his urging and his support. Many people have asked me over the years, well, John, how did you get into this? You know, it was this crack of thunder and a bolt of lightning and a crack of thunder. Was it the epiphany that hit you? No, it was Jack Otto. Just as I have told people over the years, and it is the best way to do it, mentor somebody. You never know what you're going to find. Did Donnie Boettcher know what he was getting me into? Did he know what he was getting into? Did I ever know of a Jack Otto before? No. But I was that diamond in the rough that somebody picked up, polished off, and set in motion. And here it is today. And I'm going to miss my friend. I'm going to miss him immensely. The listeners out there want to call in, please do. Please don't let me sit here and talk for 2 hours. I don't have a computer that's fired up. I'm not online here. So if you would like to call into the broadcast, please do. It is 800-313-9443. I was talking about the relationship between Henry Ford and Thomas Edison. And it was really strange because as I look back as a child, my childhood rearing days was in Sandusky, Ohio. And it was only 13 miles from Milan, Ohio, where Thomas Edison was born. His father, Samuel, was not a rich guy. He was not a poor guy, but he was industrious and he was hardworking. That he passed off to his son, Thomas. And I understand I have a call here. Let me finish out my thought. I'm a little scrambled egg this evening. We'll get to your calls here in a second, 800-313-9443. And it was ironic that I had went from Sandusky, Ohio, not too far from Thomas Edison's place, up to a little town called Wayne, Michigan, which wasn't too many miles from one of my favorite childhood haunts. That was the Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn, Michigan, of which when I was in Michigan, I took the opportunity many times to go down and see the Greenfield Village Museum. And it was kind of ironic because I visited a couple of years ago again. I took my wife there, and it's the replica of Independence Hall. And it used to be set up that you walked in the main doors, the double staircase led to the upstairs, and the entire wing was dedicated to Henry Ford. Well, when I had taken my wife, and I was really anxious to take her upstairs and show her all the Henry Ford memorabilia and the office that was set up, and only to discover that the new curator to the museum had boxed Mr. Henry Ford up and thrown him in the attic. And I took the curator to task over this issue, and I was not told the truth. Subsequent digging around, found out that there were Jewish pressure groups that they wanted to eliminate Henry Ford from the Henry Ford Museum. But down here in Fort Myers, Florida, Henry Ford and Thomas Edison had very modest homes built, probably one of the first prefab houses that were put up in America. They lived side by side, just literally feet apart from each other, in quite modest accommodations. And to have all this connectivity, and then to get that call at the Henry Ford Winter Estates, the Edison and Henry Ford Winter Estates down here in Fort Myers last week, was kind of ironic, I would say. I understand I have a call from New York. Hello, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Gloria.
Hi, Gloria.
Thank you so much for this beautiful memorial about Jack Otto. I started listening to him about 3 months ago, maybe a little more than 3 months ago.
Can you hang on to that thought? We got to go to the break. Hold on 1 second. We got to take this break. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
.com or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
We are back. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. This is something of a memorial program for my friend Jack Otto that passed last Saturday, 2 hours after he did one of the best shows on the network. The man promptly cashed in his chips. The good Lord called him home, and he was buried yesterday in Livonia, Michigan. And Gloria, I'm sorry we had to go to break there. You'd been listening. You said you'd been listening to Jack for about 3 months.
Yes, I have, and I found him accidentally, really. I was just looking around on the shortwave. Anyway, and I just couldn't believe what I heard with my ears. This man was absolutely incredible. He was persistent. He was intelligent. He was a historian. And he was also very kind, you know, to the callers. He was very genteel. Well, when I heard yesterday that he had passed away, I was just crying so much last night. I just felt sick. But I am a Christian, and I know that his death will not be in vain. I know that the Lord sent him to us. To me, he was like a prophet. This is how much I loved him.
Yeah.
And I had written to him a couple of times, and he wrote to me. I also did get his book, and I got the CD, and I'm so glad I did that. But and I just want to thank you that he was there, that he did what he loved, you know, and that's what he wanted to do. He just wanted to let us know the truth. He was so courageous, I couldn't believe it. Anyway, I love Jack Otto. He will always be in my heart. And when I pass on, I want to be near him, believe it or not.
Yeah.
That's how much I love him, and I thank you for loving him, too.
Well, he's, like I said, he was a great friend and mentor. Thank you, Gloria.
God bless you. Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, they say, folks, what do you... You know, you don't miss what you've got until you're gone. The doctors, over 5 years ago, it was probably almost 8 years ago. I've been down in Texas for almost 9 years. And before I even left Michigan, I was aware that Jack had a heart problem, and a bad one. And the doctors wanted to cut him open, and they wanted to do open heart surgery, and Jack did not trust doctors. And I said, well, Jack, what are you going to do? And I gave him as much as I could find out, and I wanted to support the guy, wanted to help him out. And he took the homeopathic route, and his heart problems it was congestive heart failure, really started to get bad about 6 years ago. And he went and finally saw a doctor, and the doctor said, if you don't let us operate on you, you're going to be dead in 6 months. Well, he managed to squeeze out another 5.5 years, living his life the way he wanted to and doing the therapies homeopathically. And I had just spoken to Jack 2 weeks ago, and I invited him to come and live in Texas. And he said, well, I don't know about that. It's pretty hot down there. And I said, Jack, we have something called air conditioning. It won't be too bad. I said, it'll take you a little while to get used to it, but once you do, you don't ever think twice about it. And he said, well, let me think about that. And I'd had probably the longest phone conversation I ever had with Jack Otto that night. And needless to say, you folks were lucky enough to hear him last Saturday doing his last broadcast. You know, as I sit here and think about this, I can't believe the guy's gone. I really can't. At any rate, I'll shut up and go to Ralph in Oklahoma. Thanks for calling in, Ralph.
Yes, John. Gloria said about everything I wanted to say. She did very well. He was a godsend to mankind. And I was shocked yesterday. I haven't gotten over it yet. I detected, listened to him by way of telephone only, short waves down, you know all that.
Right.
And your fine gentleman, I've been listening to him for the last, ever since the short wave, just like I'm doing right now on the phone, and they're kind enough to let me do that. And anyway, I heard this yesterday on, I can't think of his name at the moment. The moment's got me stripped, but, yes, he's just unbelievable, a man that had that much knowledge, of history and righteousness all the way through him. We know where he's at now.
I know. Yeah, it's something that the listeners don't know. I had to put my dog down in absentia here from Florida. My 17-year-old, the chief engineer at the network, and Julie, the secretary, took my dog into the vet yesterday to have him put down. He was shutting down rather rapidly, and he was in a lot of pain. And that dog knew Jack Otto very, very well. And he was a puppy that I would take with me on the road, go to all the preparedness expos. That dog had more mileage on him than most people did. And he never forgot Jack. And it was just kind of ironic that I lose Jack last Saturday. And I find out officially from his family Tuesday. And then another connection to Michigan. I had the bandit came from Michigan. Actually, Mark Kornke gave me the dog. And that was the tie with Michigan, and, well, both ties are now gone. Tell you what, Ralph, hang on a second. I got to go to break. 800-313-9443. We're remembering Jack Otto and the fine individual he was. We'll take the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Gall. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Attention ladies, Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
I sure do.
And he'd say, send me a money order, and he'd give out the address, and he'd say, but I'll tell you what, if you got a good sock story,
yep.
He'd send you the book.
I remember very well.
And he would, too.
I'm sure he would.
Yeah. He was a great
man. Were talking about your dog, and I'm way more than most as far as dogs go. They've got a sense that we can't even comprehend. And when they sense what you described, It's saying more than most probably will ever know, realize. And anyway, let's get some other callers on here, John. And I don't know. It's a big, big loss for all of us.
It's big shoes to fill, and I don't have any idea who could fill them.
No, I don't know offhand.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, John.
Thank you, Ralph. I appreciate your call, sir. All right. It's just ironic, you know. I don't know if you people out there, you have pets. You have dogs or cats or birds or turtles or fish or whatever you got. The dogs, I think it's been said before about politicians. In Washington, you want a friend? In Washington, D.C., go get a dog. And it was true with that one. A little short story. I'll tell you how smart this dog was. And like I said, he used to travel on the road with me everywhere, going to these expos across the country. I mean, one week we'd be in Indianapolis. You know, the next month we'd be in Florida. The next month we'd be in New Mexico. It didn't matter. The dog had a lot of miles on it. And there was something very unique about that dog, very smart, very intuitive. You know, as I said, it's another tie to Michigan that's now gone. I remember when I was in Battle Creek traveling to Ann Arbor, Michigan, to go do a show with Mark Hornke in the original Intelligence Report. I never liked dogs begging, okay? So I always used to play a little game with Bandit, and it would be wait for your best bite. And the best bite was the last couple of bites of whatever I was eating. The dog always got it. Well, I was in a particular hurry one day. I had to pick up a suit and drive like a bat out of Hades to go to Ann Arbor, Michigan. Stopped at Mickey D's, a wonderful place. Got a quarter pounder with cheese, and that's when I used to have little styrofoam, little encased things. So I threw the hamburger on the seat and stopped in the cleaners. Figured, well, okay, I'll wait till I get on the highway to eat my burger, my quarter pounder with cheese. And I looked down in the container, and all but one bite was gone. That dog had actually saved me the best bite. True story. Let's go to Roger in Florida. Hello, Roger.
John, I want to thank you for having this show. And I can't begin to tell you how upset I am. And I wish, is there any way I can get a hold of you at another time and get one of those books?
Sure. Yeah, Sandra's sitting right here with me. How many copies of World War III do we have? We might have about three or four copies. Yeah, you can get a copy.
Could you please put me one of them off the side? I was just writing him a letter, and I was going to send him some DVDs and stuff. And, you know, I started to call him earlier today and ask him if he had a computer that would read DVDs done in data, because I didn't know if he would. And when I first heard you come on tonight, I don't know, man. As soon as I heard your voice, I just knew. I just knew something bad. You know, 3 weeks ago when he missed the show, I had a horrible feeling, and I waited all week to see, you know, is he going to come back the next week? I was so glad when he did. And then the night when I heard your voice, I just knew. I knew something bad had happened.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, man, I'm so upset. I'm afraid to talk because I might say something really, really bad. And
what?
This is like the worst thing I could go through right now. Look, every Saturday night I'd stop what I'm doing to come home and listen to this show. This has had such a profound effect on me. And then I just, you know, it's like every time I turn around, it's something else. And I don't know how much more I could take.
I understand.
I just got to watch what I say because I'm really, really had about enough of this shit.
I understand. I understand perfectly. My wife and I have had many discussions. We've had many battles in which to fight to keep this network on air. And
You're doing a good job, and I want to thank you for that.
Yeah.
More than anything, and it's like an honor to be able to thank you for having this show. But I wondered if you could ask me a question about Jack, and I was going to ask him in this letter I was writing, you know, and he's very religious and spiritual, and I really don't know anything about the guy, and I was going to ask him a lot of these questions. Do you know if this was his upbringing, or was there an event in his life where an awakening, a rebirth, that he became this way? Or
he had once told me, because I'd asked him the similar question, and he just said that he had told me. He said that he just was having conversations with people, and one day he was talking with somebody, and a light went on. Just something, information that he had collected and picked up over the years, you know, disassociated, disjointed. And all of a sudden, the light started to come on in his head. And he just kept researching and kept reading. And it led him to the path that he was on. I mean, he was a, what do they call it, a summa cum laude, business. He had a degree in business. He was a very smart man. But even with all of his attributes and all of his braininess, and he could have done extremely, extremely well in the business world, he didn't choose that path because he felt his calling was to wake up his fellow man. And he was the man that woke me up.
Well, man, he's a great man. And this just, I can't begin it. This has just shook me so hard right now that it's going to take me a while to get my composure, but I'm very upset and I'm hurt and I'm angry also, and I don't know what the story is. It's just, you know, now all of a sudden he's gone and he's got a bad heart and this and that, but whatever, you know.
And you know something, Roger? Jack would never mention to anybody. Jack never complained. When I talked to his son, when his son called me Tuesday, just out of the blue in the conversation, he said to me, he said, you know, my father had nothing but praise for you, and he had never spoken one bad word about you. And you would never know that, because Jack was kind of a private kind of a guy. You kind of got that sense when you listened to his program, as the lady in New York, Gloria in New York, said, that he was very genteel, a very kind and nurturing spirit. You know, that's the way he was. But I'll tell you, there was a fire in his gut, because he loved this country very much. And there was a real fire in his gut, and he never really showed that too often. He was not like I mean, I have a tendency to sometimes go over the edge with passion and anger, but Jack wasn't that way. Jack was very, very steady and very measured in his approach to things. Something that I maybe have not learned from him. Some people suggested, Roger, that I should have, but he was a unique individual. And I don't know that anybody that's out there that can fill the man's shoes. I do not know what I'm going to do with that time slot until I find somebody to fill that slot. I think I'm just going to continue rerunning his shows. He's been on the network since February of this year.
Well, I'd like to get a collection of those shows. I have some of the earlier ones that you could download, and the rest of them are just, you know, it'll take you to record them. I don't know how to record them.
We have the CDs available.
I want to get those, and would you please put me one in books off to the side and consider it sold? Just tell me do I send you the money? What do I have to do?
Just give us a call. We'll be back in the office Monday morning. Roger, just give us a call.
I'm just take his letter I was writing and throw it away because there ain't nobody to write it to.
Well, I'll tell you what. Don't throw the letter away when you get the book. Save it as a bookmark.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm just upset, and I thank you for what you're doing. You're a good man, and I need to get some money. I don't have any money right now, but I'll send you some. I want to support you as much as I can.
Like Jack used to say, just give me a good sob story. You got your book.
Yeah, somebody's going to have to get more than that, because I've just about had a belly full of what's going on, and I just feel like we're just sitting here waiting for these horrible things, and it's like, what are we supposed to do?
I understand. Well, one thing I'll say, Roger, is
I'm really, really, you know, I'm almost ready to say, you know, come on, bring it on, and I don't care. I'm just had it with this.
Well, just hang in there, my friend, and give us a call Monday. All right?
I will, and thank you.
You're welcome, Roger.
Goodbye.
Good night. One thing I am going to do with his book, World War III, and I had urged him, oh, gosh, about 6-7 years, that he was doing all this compilation of materials and information, and he'd been researching this book by then by 24, 25 years, and I said, Jack, now's the time to finish this thing. So at my urging, he finished the book off, and he had called me about 6 months ago, and he had asked me, he said, look, he said, the printing costs on this book, it's kind of like in a spiral-bound deal. He says, you know, this costs a lot for me to print up. He says, do you know anybody that can print books? Well, I did the book from Schwartz, One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas. That was my first foray into having books published. And I said, Jack, yeah, as a matter of fact, I can. And he had sent me the CD with all the information on it, all the text. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have that book done in hardcover as soon as we can scare up enough money to do it. To get a decent price at a printer, you have to buy 1,000 or 2,000 books at a time. But we're going to see what we can do with that. And I want to put that in a paperback. And that is going to be my tribute to Mr. Jack Otto. What can you say, folks? Can you remember the person that woke you up? And I've often reminded people on my own program on the network that you got to think back to what it was like to be in the dark, to feel alone, to feel scared, to feel confused, not knowing what's going on. And remember that person that came along and said, hey, look, this is what the deal is. Who is the person that mentored you? Who is the person that took the time with you? And there's a lot of people that are frustrated because we know that the globalists are moving rather quickly. We know that we have the traitor sitting in the Oval Office, Mr. George Bush, and his cronies, his New World Orderites, sitting there. And I know that there's a sense of urgency. And we have a tendency, and I used to joke with Jack about this, that it's like, Jack, the people want to do the Patriot dump. You know, they've got all this information. They've got the videos. They've got DVDs. They've got documentation. They have books. They have reams and tons of information. And they just want to take it and just heave it on somebody. And, you know, that blows people's minds out. I mean, it really does. You ever been talking to somebody and you start giving them a little bit too much information and you watch their eyes glaze over? That happens. It happens all the time. And Jack and I used to talk about that. And I said, Jack, I said, you know, I think what the problem is that people want to talk, but they don't want to listen. You can get to just about anybody out there, but you have to do it from their understanding, from their point of view, not necessarily yours, their point of view, their realm of understanding. And if you talk to somebody, and with all the information that you have, and all the knowledge of researchers like Jack Otto and many others out there that have taken the time to do the extensive research and to compile this information, I don't care who it is. I don't care what their background is. During the course of a conversation, if you're listening, you'll see your jump-off point of which you can start to infuse that brain with some knowledge. So we have to be as good at talking and relaying the information as we are listening to that key, that little key that's going to unlock that person's mind. Jack and I have talked about this many, many times. You know, I can remember before I started Republic Radio International, he had spoken to Mark Kornke, and he said, you know, this guy wants to do a network. Do you think you can pull it off? Kornke says, I got no idea if he can or not. Well, with Jack's support, I did exactly that. And I have never stopped. Nor will I ever stop, folks. That's not an option. But when we're having a hard time, when you're right on the edge, back it off a little bit. Recoup. Refresh yourself. It's no sense of burning the candle at both ends. But you might want to consider being a little better listener, because I don't care what Joe Blow from Kokomo or Cincinnapolis, Ohio, it doesn't matter. During a course of a normal conversation with somebody, they're going to say something, and you can start feeding them a little bit of information. And you'll know if you're on fertile ground, by the way. If they take that information, you'll know. We always know when we're communicating with people, whether they're listening to you or not. If you're a student of people, you will know that. And become a good communicator. That's what Jack Otto was. He was a good communicator. Let's go back to the phones here. Let's go to Jerry in Connecticut. Hello, Jerry. Thanks for holding.
Hey, John. I'm not going to ask you how you're doing, but I just want to say to the last caller, you know, don't grenade.
Yeah.
You know, what would Jack want? We want him to ask. Act as, you know, decisively, deliberately, and with knowledge, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's one of the biggest problems is I think people are, you know, we lose somebody in the movement, and they get very upset, and they miss the message completely, I think, sometimes, you know, which is understandable with emotion.
Well, I'm one of those type A personalities.
Yeah, well, so a lot of us are. We can't help it. You know what I mean?
That's right.
You know, it's funny because you know Jack Otto was always very knowledgeable. I remember listening to him in probably summer of 2004. I can't really recall what station he was on, but it was definitely on a Sunday afternoon. But you know, who the devil gives out their own home phone number? That was the kind of guy he was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Call me at home, you know?
Yeah.
And, I remember calling him because I remember him saying about the book, you know, World War III. And, you know, yeah, give us a call. And I called him up and I talked to him probably for about 30 minutes on a Sunday afternoon, which is actually amazing for anybody, you know, to answer that kind of a call. And I said, what does it cost? He said, don't worry about it. Give me your address. I'll send it to you. You know, and that gets back into your sob story thing, you know, I mean, which was a classic with him, you know.
Yeah.
Give me a good sob story and, you know, I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
Which wasn't the case in my situation, but you know what? He didn't care.
Yeah. That's the kind of guy he was. Hey, we're up against the break. Hang on one second, Jerry.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Are back, and I have with me. Are we still here? Okay, I'm sorry, my earpiece slipped out of my ear. Okay, go ahead. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
How you doing? It's Jerry in Connecticut.
Yeah, Jerry.
We were just talking about Jack with the sob story, and which is very unique. You won't get that from O'Reilly, Hannity, or anybody else. You know,
no.
If they have a book, so to sell.
Yeah,
and. Like I said, he's going to be sorely missed. That was a guy that was, it's funny because when you put his picture on, nobody really knew what Jack looked like. But if you had, in your mind's eye, you could see that voice and that mentality. And the picture really fits. You know what I mean? He was just that gruff kind of guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I kidded him about that because he had sent us a picture. And I said, well, Jack, I said, do you have anything more recent? So he went outside and had somebody snap a picture, and he's glinting into the sunlight.
But that was perfect for him. That was Jack Otto for sure.
Yeah,
without a doubt. You know, heart of gold and tough as nails. You know. So, okay, John, well, I'll let you go. I'm sorry for our loss, and I'll let some other callers get on and pay tribute.
All right, Jerry, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Appreciate it very much. You know, I'm sitting here reading his bio. Jack B. Otto has authored the book World War III. It's an expose of the massive corruption in high places. The conspirators comprise a large satanic cult that pretends to be Jews. They control the world through international banking and all it can buy. Discover how the Illuminati organization fomented the French Revolution, the American Revolution, communism, Nazism, Civil War, the United Nations, World War I, World War II, and soon World War III. Find out how they operate from behind front organizations such as the Masons, the Zionists, the ACLU, the ADL, the JDL, the Brookings Institute, Club of Rome, CFR, Fabian Society, Jesuits, National Council of Churches, Eastern Liberal Establishment, Skull and Bones, Trilateral Commission, World Council of Churches, National Endowment for the Arts, Opus Dei, Royal Institute for International Affairs, Communist Party, etc., etc., etc. Learn about their rigging of elections, the hegemony banking, leaving our soldiers behind as prisoners, wholesale drug trafficking, and controlling public opinion through ownership of the media and both political parties. Find out the information they don't want you to know, who they are. In the appendix is a complete collection of the protocols and the meetings of the learned elders of Zion. The book took nearly 30 years to research and write. It needed to awaken the world to the threat of the New World Order, and will give you the facts and figures needed to make people understand. The last edition will soon be available through RBN. And as I said before in his bio, Jack Otto has a summa cum laude degree in business and the distinction of being the top graduate in his class. And he gives his address and his telephone number. And what I'm going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is I am going to contact his son. I tried to get a hold of him today. I was not able to make contact. But there is, I think, a fund being set up. Jack was buried in Livonia, Michigan yesterday. So, and he had asked me to print his book, World War III, and to do a paper-bound version. Until we can scare up the money to do that, what I think I'm going to do is just have the book reproduce the way he reproduced it, and we will let you know what the cost is for that, and we'll make that available. It's the man's life's work, and it needs to be out there, and I know that's what he would want me to do, so we are going to do that. Callers, hang on. Into the next hour, we'll continue taking calls in this tribute to Jack B. Otto on the Radically.
Introducing the new Go.